Thank you, Program Director Mutapo, to my colleagues, Honorable Maimane, Honorable Ndlovu, Honorable Mphase, and Honorable Zibi, support teams from Parliament, media, and everybody who's here. Our committee, Standing Committee on Finance, is responsible in the main for the fiscal framework, because the budget has got three or so components. That's the fiscal framework, the appropriation, division of revenue. That will be left to my colleagues. I will focus in the main on the fiscal framework, which is about the economic growth and development stability. It is about the budgeting rules, debt management, fiscal discipline, taxation policy. As we all know, that the budget initially was tabled in March, and later it was withdrawn because of the politics of Parliament contestation about the VAT. Be that as it may, the budget that has been tabled by the minister yesterday, we believe that it is credible, it's pro-poor, and pragmatic. What are the key fiscal figures that are contained in that budget to say that the budget is credible, pro-poor, and pragmatic? The total consolidated government expenditure for 25-26 amounts to 2,578 billion rand, and the revenue is projected at 2,201 billion rand, though it is down by 61.9 billion from March. The budget deficit is now expected to widen slightly to 4.8% of the GDP, and the debt to GDP ratio is forecast to stabilize at 77.4%. Be that as it may, high, something that has to be attended to. This is not unique to South Africa, the issue of the debt. There are countries which are more than us in terms of the debt. We are at 77. But the issue that Treasury and government in general has to attend to is the debt service cost is quite very high. And that has to be addressed, because we are spending more than 1.2 billion rand every day to service the debt. Can't it be negotiated and it be taken down? Is there a commitment to the poor? As I've said, that the budget is pro-poor. One of the most significant aspects of this budget is that it is explicitly pro-poor. 61% of non-interest spending, amounting to around 1.5 trillion, goes to the social wage, including education, healthcare, housing, and social protection. Let me also highlight the social grant allocations for the period under review. Old age grant is standing at 117.4 billion rand. Child support grant is at 90.4 billion rand. Other social grants such as disability, care dependency, foster care, and war veterans receive a total of 212.3 billion rand. The social relief grant, distress grant, is extended for another year with an allocation of 33.6 billion rand. This brings the total social grants to 453.7 billion rand for the year under review. The budget, we believe, that will bring inclusive growth, Even under constrained conditions, this budget commits over 1.03 trillion over the medium term to infrastructure investment, focusing on transport and logistics, which will be allocated 402 billion rand, energy infrastructure 219 billion rand, water and sanitation 156 billion. These investments are vital for job creation and long-term growth, especially in townships, rural areas, and underserviced communities. In addition, we welcome the implementation of a phase two of Operation Vulindlela, which will prioritize municipal service delivery, spatial transformation, and digital public infrastructure. In terms of revenue administration and equity, to support improved collections, 7.5 billion rand is allocated to SARS over the next 3 years, medium term. This will strengthen the revenue enforcement, modernize the systems, and target illicit trade. This reinforces fairness in our tax system, ensuring that all citizens and companies, especially the wealthy, pay what is they owe. We have also, as Parliament, to do more in terms of playing oversight by monitoring the implementation of infrastructure programs, Operation Vulindlela, ensuring that public money is spent efficiently and transparently, supporting reforms to budget process that promote accountability, value for money, and public participation. The budget contains hard choices, but it protects the vulnerable and positions our economy for stability and reforms. Colleagues, this has not been an easy road, but in the face of contestations, we have emerged with a budget, fiscal discipline, with a developmental outlook. We have to make sure that, as we have said, that we play our critical role as Parliament, that of oversight, and make sure that the public is involved in the decision-making of the budget process. Thank you, Program Director.